Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 3 Years Breaks Most Founders: The Commitment Truth. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's what most founders get wrong about commitment. They either quit too early when things get tough, or they burn out staying too long when the writing's already on the wall. There's actually a strategic sweet spot for timing your commitment that can make or break your startup success. Let me start with the 18-month reality check. Think of your first 18 months like a product prototype. It's not about perfection. It's about validation. This is when your core assumptions get their first real-world stress test. I tell founders to watch 3 critical signals: customer traction, team cohesion, and your own energy levels. If all 3 are consistently declining month after month, that's not failure talking. That's data. And data doesn't lie. But here's where it gets interesting. Year 3 is when most successful startups either hit their stride or pivot successfully. This should be your commitment benchmark, not the mythical 10-year marathon we hear about. Why? Because if you're beyond 3 years without clear progress indicators, you're likely solving the wrong problem for the wrong people. Let me tell you about Sarah. She spent 2.5 years building a productivity app with lukewarm market response. At month 30, instead of throwing in the towel, she used her existing infrastructure to solve customer service automation. Within 6 months, she hit product market fit and raised her Series A. Her so-called failure became the foundation for her success. This brings me to the exit strategy mindset. Smart founders plan their commitment timeline up front, not during a crisis. Set quarterly milestone reviews with clear go or no-go criteria. Know when to pivot, when to persevere, and yes, when to walk away. Here's your takeaway. Set an 18-month check-in and a 3-year decision point right now. Write these dates down and commit to brutally honest evaluation when they arrive. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.